It's hard to beat the American South in springtime. Every tree and shrub seems to be in bloom. But all that beauty comes at a heavy price. Because of its climate and vegetation, Tennessee is routinely listed as one of the worst places in the country to live if you suffer from seasonal allergies.
Deep breath.
Bruce Lyon is a physical trainer and in great shape, but when spring rolls around each year, he feels all his strength and energy melt away.
This is the saddest thing. On the most beautiful days, especially when the spring starts around and you're ready to get out and do something, then I'm so tired I didn't even feel like getting out and doing anything. It's like, well, I think I'm going to go in home and sleep.
It's hard to believe something as small as a grain of pollen could cause such misery, but in vast numbers, the effect can be overwhelming. Allergist Bruce Wolf says this year has been especially bad.
I mean, we don't even need a calendar for a certain segment of our patient population. We know when allergy season begins for them and how it affects them. But this year, many of our patients were calling 2 or 3 weeks earlier.
Dr. Wolf says global warming may be the culprit.
Increased temperature to a certain degree and also increased CO2 or so-called greenhouse effect. These things have, in some studies, shown to increase pollen over the last decades 60 to 90%.
Allergy sufferer Steve Melton does what he can to avoid exposure to spring pollens, but he says that's nearly impossible.
Leave it outside for 5 to 6 hours and the pollen residue that's on your car, you can actually write your name in. That's how heavy it gets. And that time of year is basically the worst time.
Melton says he can tell even before he gets out of bed in the morning what kind of day it's going to be.
The runny nose, the watery eyes, and the sneezing. That's the 1, 2, 3 symptoms that tell me every day, well, it's going to be tough outside today.
Allergies can't be cured, but the symptoms can be treated. Several new medications have reached the market in recent years, and allergy injections often work for more severe cases.
The medicines are so good and so safe that there should be very few people who have to suffer day to day with allergies. So people should seek care because it's out there, it's safe, and they don't have to live their lives day to day sniffling or wheezing or suffering.
With his allergies back under control, Bruce Lyon is free to enjoy one of those beautiful southern springs.
Matter of fact, I'm picking up about 12 flats of flowers from a client of mine that's in the landscape business tomorrow. I'm going to set them out for my mom this weekend for her Mother's Day present. So I always try to do that. So, you know, this allows me the opportunity to do that without, you know, being miserable.
For VOA News, Mike Osborne, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.